The bowl of Mertlap essence fell to the floor and smashed. He became aware that he was on his feet, though he couldn't remember standing up. Crookshank streaked away under a sofa. Ron and Hermione's smiles had vanished. "You don't know what it's like. You, neither of you, you've never had to face him, have you? You think it's just memorizing a bunch of spells and throwing them at him like you're in class or something? The whole time, you're sure you know there's nothing between you and dying except your own brain or guts or whatever. Like you can think straight when you know you're about a second from being murdered or tortured or watching your friends die. They've never taught us that in their classes. What it's like to deal with things like that. And you two sit there acting like I'm a clever little boy to be standing here alive. Like Diggory was stupid, like he messed up. You just don't get it. That could just as easily have been me. It would have been if Voldemort hadn't needed me. We weren't saying anything like that, mate, said Ron, looking aghast. We weren't having a go at Diggory. We didn't. You've got the wrong end of the... He looked helplessly at Hermione, whose face was stricken. Harry, she said timidly, don't you see? This is exactly why we need you. We need to know what it's really like, facing him, facing Voldemort. It was the first time she had ever said Voldemort's name, and it was this, more than anything else, that calmed Harry. Still breathing hard, he sank back into his chair, becoming aware as he did so that his hand was throbbing horribly again. He wished he had not smashed the bowl of Mertlap essence. Well, think about it, said Hermione quietly. Please. Harry could not think of anything to say. He was feeling ashamed of his outburst already. He nodded, hardly aware of what he was agreeing to. Hermione stood up. Well, I'm off to bed, she said in a voice that was clearly as natural as she could make it. Night. Ron had gotten to his feet too. Coming? He said awkwardly to Harry. Yeah, said Harry. In a minute. I'll just clear this up. He indicated the smashed bowl on the floor. Ron nodded and left. Reparo, Harry muttered, pointing his wand at the broken pieces of china. They flew back together, good as new, but there was no returning the Mertlap essence to the bowl. He was suddenly so tired that he was tempted to sink back into his armchair and sleep there, but instead he got to his feet and followed Ron upstairs. His restless night was punctuated once more by dreams of long corridors and locked doors, and he awoke next day with his scar prickling again.